Now it turns out the Lyapunov equation plays a central role here, so we're going to list a few properties of a solution of Lyapunov equation. And the first result we can show is that, which is basically very straightforward, but they are nevertheless very, very useful. Suppose you have a solution for the Lyapunov equation. Of course, we know that the Lyapunov equation has a solution if and only if the eigenvalues does not form an image of each other. Now, if we assume that A is a stable matrix, then other conditions are automatically satisfied. Then we can show right away that the solution can be represented using an integration. That's something we already used before, but we're going to show the formula here. And not only that, if we can also conclude that the solution is positive definite if the Q is positive definite, and is semi-definite if Q is semi-definite. Now, a more important result is the last one, that is, suppose Q is semi-definite. We don't know whether Q is if actually most of the time Q is not positive definite because it may be singular. Then we can actually conclude that P or X is actually positive definite if and only if QA is observable. Now this is very important because what we say is that if you can actually check that a QA is actually observable, then you actually conclude X is positive definite without actually requiring Q to be positive definite. Now of course, once we show the last one, the second one follows automatically. So we're going to just show the first condition and last condition. Now the first condition is actually quite straightforward because we can also because we assume that A is stable, so the integration actually is well defined, because when you integrate from 0 to infinity, actually the integration converges because A is stable, so it's not going to blow up. So the formula of integration formula is actually well defined. So let's assume that X is equal to that, and then we're going to verify whether actually X solves the equation or satisfies the Lyapunov equation or not. So that's what we're going to do. So we plug it in to the AX, A star X plus XA with the integration formula. Okay, so write the integration formula. We assume that X is equal to that. We don't know whether there's a solution on that. We're going to verify it actually satisfies the Lyapunov equation. Now, by combining the integrations, okay, putting A inside, then we notice that the inside of the integral is a perfect derivative. Okay, it's a perfect derivative with respect to t. Then, of course, we can integrate it out, and all we need to do is to evaluate the exponential A star t q e to the at at infinity and a zero. Now, since again A is stable, if evaluate the exponential function at infinity, it's equal to zero, and if you evaluate that function at t equal to zero, you get minus q. So that's exactly the Lyapunov equation. So we know that indeed such a defined x actually satisfy the Lyapunov equation. So it is the solution indeed can be represented in such a way. Now note that it's very important that the A is assumed to be stable, otherwise this integral is not defined.